This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is a Canadian company cheating when it sells airplanes that compete with Boeing? From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The airplane maker Bombardier is based in Canada, but it makes a lot of stuff in the UK, Northern Ireland to be precise. Boeing of the US accuses Bombardier of selling its planes too cheaply, allegedly in violation of trade rules. Today, the leaders of Canada and Britain are meeting in Ottawa to talk about what to do. BBC business editor Simon Jack is following this.
Boeing thinks that the Canadian-based company Bombardier, which has a big plant in Northern Ireland, is selling airplanes cheaper than they cost to produce. They think they're dumping them on the US market and have a problem with that. What they want, the US government to impose tariffs on those planes, which could possibly make the sale of them uneconomic. And that would be a major problem for both the Canadian and the UK government, because the UK government relies on Northern Irish votes to give it a majority in the parliament. If this is a problem for Northern Ireland, it's a problem for the UK Prime Minister.
But hold on, hadn't Britain been trying to shore up its trade relationship with the US given its departure from the European Union?
Well, that's true. The UK is going around the world trying to make friends with as many people as it can right now. These trade disputes flare up and go on for years. The Boeing-Airbus one has been going on for nearly 13 years. But when aircraft manufacturers are involved, governments rarely sit on the sidelines. At the moment, Justin Trudeau and Theresa May have a shared problem, but Theresa May does not want to be at loggerheads with Donald Trump and the US at this particular moment in time.
Simon Jack, BBC's business editor in London. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Stocks, the 100-share index in London is up 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are each up in the 0.2% range. Facebook has turned over records of ads purchased by Russian-linked accounts during the last presidential election cycle to special counsel Robert Mueller. He's investigating Russian interference in the election. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has more.
So we're talking about $100,000 worth of Facebook ads bought during the presidential election cycle by about 500 fake accounts that were linked to each other and also operated out of Russia. Facebook says the ads didn't mention candidates, but seemed to focus on divisive social and political messages. So Congress is investigating whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russians to influence the election. It had requested copies of these ads. Facebook said it wouldn't turn those over without a search warrant. The news now is special counsel Robert Mueller, who's leading a separate investigation, got that warrant. And to do that, he'd have to have shown a judge evidence that a crime may have been committed and that these ads would help improve the case in court.
All right, Mariel, thank you. If you studied economics at all, was the material ancient, almost as if it were printed on papyrus? An international consortium of experts has come up with a fresh way to teach economics, and you don't even have to go to college to explore it. University College London economics professor Wendy Carlin is director of the Curriculum Open Access Resources for Economics, the CORE Project, C-O-R-E. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Okay, I love this. The motto: teaching economics as if the last three decades had happened. What does that tell you about your project?
What it tells us is that a lot has happened in the world and a lot has happened in economics over the past three decades, but we're not bringing that into the introductory classroom. It tends to be dry, disconnected from what's going on in the world, and it serves to turn off many students from economics. And we're trying to reverse that.
Tell me a bit more about the structure of this project. I suppose you could have written a fresh textbook. That's one way to do it. But this is very different. It's an international collaboration.
What we've done is we've kind of pulled together a big group of international scholars, researchers, teachers of economics to develop a coherent new way of teaching economics. And because of this rich group of different kinds of expertise, we've got lots of great examples, and they're not just made up examples.
Could an autodidact like myself get some value by going and taking a look at your curriculum, or is it it's probably best in a classroom setting?
One reason that it is accessible to people who are not in a formal teaching setting is that we've kind of rediscovered the value of narrative. And economics is full of fantastic stories. So just as an example, we asked, what happens in an economy when all the banks shut? Well, they did shut. All the Irish banks shut down in 1970 for 6 months because there was a strike. So this is a really fantastic way of understanding what money is in a situation where you don't have any banks. And you'll find that the answer to this question of how was money created during the Irish bank strike is the Irish pub. The pub landlord knew a great deal about his clientele, and he could provide the level of trust that allowed money to be created and circulate in Ireland during the bank strike so that there was very little interruption to economic activity.
Wendy Carlin is a professor of economics at University College London and director of the CORE Project, Curriculum Open Access Resources for Economics. Professor, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Later, you can go to the marketplace.org site, the mentioned on-air tab, and you'll soon find a nice, plump link to that online economics teaching tool. For what it's worth, my personal plan is to bone up on my own econ using this CORE Project coursework, using the time saved by not staring vacantly into Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram quite as often. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.